right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams is on the line. You know, Sandy, before we went to break, I was asking you about Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and pointing the finger at NATO and especially the United States because we're not, you know, setting up the fly zone. And even in what many know is an inherent danger, Russia will look at that as, you know, that's crossing the line, and they believe it gives them the right to use their nukes. You were saying.
Well, I was just saying that the whole question comes down to this term existential, and whether someone is suffering an existential risk, and if they are, then their willingness to reach further into the bag in terms of the kinds of conduct that they have in war goes up. So I was talking about how there's a view that Biden is. I mean, Putin is trying to tell the Russian people that, and maybe he's actually feeling that the risk the West poses by putting NATO into Ukraine and the other things that are ongoing now, the sanctions, are actually meant to attack the existence of Russia. And, you know, Biden's gaffe over the weekend where he talked about how Putin shouldn't remain in power in Russia does begin to sound a little bit like what we're interested in is regime change, you know, essentially toppling Russia as it currently exists. So that sort of played into Putin's hands with respect to that issue. But when Zelensky is arguing and trying to get us to spend more in terms of our national treasure and in terms of putting ourselves more at risk, it's because he's involved in an existential fight. It's not like misery loves company, but he's saying, look, the existence of Ukraine as it now exists is at stake, and so I want you guys to put yourself at risk too. If you're my ally, if you're my international ally and supporter, then I'm the one who's at risk, and you aren't. So why don't you belly up to the bar here?
But you know, Sandy, you've been saying this all along, and no matter how much I hear people say that we have this responsibility to do exactly what you just said, they're not our allies. You know, they're not a part of NATO. And you can't, and yet people are ignoring that, Sandy. They are saying, you know, this is not the issue. NATO is not the issue. NATO be damned. We must go in anyway.
Sure. I mean, you know, we have watched other countries go down. You know, Tibet was overwhelmed by China some while ago, and it happens around the world. It's unfortunate, but we don't put ourselves at risk unless we have decided that it is a matter of our national interest. And the way we've done that recently is we've formed alliances with people in the last, since World War II. We formed CETO, Southeast Asia Treaty Alliance. We have NATO. And the countries within those have received our blanket promise that we will defend them against incursions. But what we didn't form an alliance with Ukraine. We flirted with it. But, you know, we don't want to put Russia into an existential fear. And we don't want to put any country with nuclear power into an existential fear because, you know, it will result potentially in the use of nuclear armaments. That's essentially what, you know, in the international rules of combat. In fact, Putin put out last week the four rules of when he would use nuclear weapons. And the first three of those were the ones that are actually viewed from an international standpoint as legitimate.
Right. But that fourth one, as you just stated, is whether or not, you know, America and other nations meddling in what they are doing. And after it's all said and done, Sandy, the only nation that can determine whether or not they're fearful that other nations are going to put them at risk is Russia. And you know, we can't sit here in America and say that it's not an existential threat to Russia. Only the Russians can say that, right?
Right. And the use of nuclear weapons obviously comes with a huge downside for whoever uses them. So there is probably built into the risks associated with nuclear weapons a reluctance to use it unless you're desperate. Desperation is basically what would drive someone in the direction of using a nuclear weapon. You know, if there are missiles coming at you in the air, you're desperate, you'll use them in response. And if your country is going to be eliminated as it is now, whether the world views that as the risk that's worthy of use of nuclear weapons, the country who is at risk might well view it as worthy. So
Sandy, let's do this. Let's bring this caller on before the break, and we'll let you continue on the other side. Who do we have on the line?
CJ from Madison's giving us a call. Earl?
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. And I just, you know, you listen to Biden's speech in Warsaw. He created more gaffes and problems for himself than anything. Says sanctions weren't meant to deter when his whole cabinet has been saying for months.
Okay, so what does that really matter?
Really? You'd say Afghanistan doesn't matter, Earl. You'd say Afghanistan, where Americans are still left behind. It shows weakness. That's what it is. And that's the reason Putin moved when he did. Because he never moved when Trump was president, did he, Earl?
Sandy, you want to, you know.
Well, CJ, you know, I think.
Is that a good an answer?
CJ, I'm going to let Sandy respond to that, man.
Well, that's a very simplistic statement. What you've stated are two dots on a fact map. But the fact is that there's plenty of reasons other than the fact that Trump is not president now and Biden is for this move. And I think most international analysts would say that that's total falderal, the notion that Putin's move now is because Trump is not in the presidency and Biden is. The fact is that most people have the view that the fact is that Trump was far softer on Russia's interest in Ukraine than Biden has been. Now, you know, it could well be that the reason, not softness, but hardness, Biden has taken a much tougher position towards Ukraine and Russia than Trump was taking. And so it could well be that it's been Biden's toughness that has caused this move into Ukraine. It could well be that that Russia viewed the potential that Ukraine would enter NATO in the near term because of the charter agreement that was signed last November by Biden was too tough a move towards Russia. So, you know, I think that's simplistic thinking. And I think Trump was, and many people who think Trump was a brilliant guy are maybe just too simple.
So CJ, call back after the break. CJ, call back after the break because you represent an awful lot of people, and it's one of the subjects that I was going to discuss with Sandy. So, no better than one of the people who I was going to be talking about anyway. Call back after the break. We've got to go to a break. Sandy, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM. The show. Sandy Williams is my guest. We'll be right back.
And to use me up.